Just walking around Bede Park, coming to the fair side of the adventure of the walk, and I've just met Richard again. Hello, Richard. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Can we remind the listeners where I remember you from and what we spoke about last time?
We met at the one of the heritage fairs run by the Documentary Media Centre at the Adult Education Centre in Leicester.
That was the place. He remembers me. We're on a roll. Yeah. And you're down here at the fair today. What is this? What's going on today's stall?
Well, today we're trying to meet as many people as we possibly can to talk about the moving image materials, film, video, digital files that they might have and that we might be able to help them preserve.
So if anyone's listening that's got anything for like old films, is it just old films looking for, or is that music? What is it you're actually looking for?
We call it, and it's a bit of a grand title, the Screen Heritage of the East and West Midlands, but particularly today we're interested in the screen heritage of Leicester. And that screen heritage is to do with the moving image, so yeah, film, videotape, what we call born digital material. So things like you may have gone out with your phone and filmed bits of Leicester, or you may have taken a camcorder out back in the day and filmed, an event somewhere around Leicester. And we'd be interested in talking to you about making sure that that material is preserved, looked after, and made accessible in the future.
So if anyone's got anything out there, how do they get it to you?
They can come down, down to Bede Park, and we'll talk to them here. Or equally, they can go onto our website, www.macearchive.org, and they can get in touch with us through that. The contact page is really useful on that website. But equally, they can call us if they prefer to do that. And we have a QR code which you're able to link through to an information sheet, and you can provide us with your contact details on there.
What is the number if they want to get hold of you?
The telephone number is 01522 I can't remember what the phone number is actually. 01522 8377500.
There you go. Write it down. If you've got anything, get it to this guy. What they're doing is absolutely amazing. And come down and have a look at the store. There's some old cameras down here, some old films. It looks absolutely fantastic. Hopefully, I'll see you around and I'll see you again at some other place.
Yeah, we've got another heritage fair I think we're going to in November. So we'll see you then.
I'll see you then. Thank you very much.
Nice to meet you.
Just did some extreme bikes. He's about to jump a bar. Check it out. Well done. He made it. Congratulations.
He did it.
He did it.
This entire time you thought I was full of crap. Right.
Just
so you know, that's about the height that most people do on YouTube. It just looks bigger because the camera's on the floor. And I'm not going to tell you how I found out about that. Things always look bigger if the camera's low down. Right, shall we go higher?
Just walking through De Montfort Hall's campus, just checking out what's down this part of the festival. Extreme bikes to the left of me. To the right, Dr. Alex. Me and Dr. Alex are just having a bit of a wander, seeing what's going on around down at the fair this weekend. I do believe we're on again tomorrow. There's a Sunday session, so get down here if you can't make it today. There's always tomorrow to make it. It's amazing, absolutely amazing how everybody's come together to make this day. It's fantastic. Keep listening to Sore Sound, and I'll keep you updated. Yeah.
All right, so here we are in the main arena at the Riverside Festival. It's actually on Bede Park, which you may have cycled through. If anything like me in lockdown, you took your bike out quite a lot and rode down the Great Central Way. You always ended up in Bede Park. It was a lot quieter though in those days. It's mad, isn't it, Mandy?
It is. We can hear the music here from the main stage. Sounds really brilliant. We've got everyone enjoying themselves. There's loads of food stalls. Everyone's milling around, queuing up for food. We've got kebabs, we've got pizza, we've got burgers, lots to drink. It's lovely just to see everyone out and about, all the children, pets, everyone's brought their dog. Lovely.
Yeah, I'm just going to take a quick walk here. They have award-winning chicken tikka and lamb shish kebab. That sounds nice, doesn't it?
It does, actually. Our budgets aren't stretching to a lot of this food, though.
No, I see here you've got Pix Organic Farm. Now, they do a range of things, a single sausage being the cheapest thing. But they also do something called a challenge burger at $12.50, which I imagine will be absolutely enormous.
It will be a challenge to eat it, wouldn't it?
I'd never get it down. I really wouldn't. But they do homemade stuff, so that's quite interesting. I've never had a homemade sausage before. Have you ever had a homemade sausage?
A few times.
What was it like?
Well, quite nice, but I didn't make it. It would have been done by the local butchers. So, but the homemade, the really good homemade sausages, you can't beat them.
I shall bear that in mind. We also have samosas. Now, I like a good samosa. You can't go wrong with a samosa, can you?
You can't. We've got curry and rice as well on
and
this stand.
Platinum pancakes and adult alcoholic slushies. I think we better walk past that one, Mandy. I know what you're like when it comes to alcoholic slushies.
That sounds excellent. Adult alcoholic slushies.
Yes, indeed. Platinum pancakes right next door as well. Now, they're a bit cheaper, £5. Hello. There's a dog down there barking at me. Hello. He looked like he was nasty. I'm glad he was, he's kind of in a mesh enclosure. Oh, lemon and sugar. They can have booze pancakes. Booze. Sweets.
Sweet stand. Pick and mix.
Indeed. Keep him walking. There's so much to choose from here. A Taste of Guyana from, is that Alicia's Kitchen? Chicken.
Alicia's Kitchen.
Very nice. Yeah. You can have, hello. How do you pronounce your kitchen?
Alicia's Kitchen is how you pronounce it.
Alicia's Kitchen.
Alicia's, yeah.
And what kind of things do you sell here?
Well, we've got a Caribbean Guyanese fusion. We've got curry goat, jerk chicken, rice and peas, pumpkin stew, roti, all the flavours of the Caribbean.
It smells absolutely divine.
Thank you so much.
Unless that's your perfume.
Oh, it tastes even better, trust me.
Thank you very much. Cheers. Thank you. Wow, that was a lovely aroma, wasn't
it? Lovely. Absolutely brilliant.
The kind of thing that almost made me hand over some of my hard-earned instantly, but the truth is, if you do that, then you risk missing something else. There's so many things here. There's also, of course, Mr. Whippy as well. There's a surprise. He's always here. So walking around, there's a library here as well. The Story Tree, Leicestershire Guild of Storytelling. I'd like to go in and ask what it's all about, but the volunteers there are rather busy, aren't they?
Yes, this is the children's book bus.
Cool. There's a bus that does books. See if we can... just going to go and have a look in here, see if we can find... Just bear with us. This is live, of course, if we can find somebody to... It's very quiet in there, right? It's quiet, yeah. Yeah. So, probably best... Hello. Can I talk to anybody?
Yes, you can.
What I want to do is just find out what you do.
Oh, we are from the library service and we have bought the book bus. We just launched the new book bus 4 weeks ago and it's really busy. It's a library, it's a mobile library. And children come and look at the books and we got some activities. We got storytelling going on. So lots and lots of fun.
Is it just for children or would you read me a story?
Of course, if you would like to. I can read a story for you.
That sounds lovely.
What's your favourite? What do you like to listen?
It's probably true crime. That's probably not a good thing, is it?
Now, see, if I'm reading a story to a child, you should know which children books are there.
And what's your name, please?
Sorry?
What's your name?
My name is Jyoti.
Jyoti, that's a lovely name. Thank you for speaking to us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, she was lovely, wasn't she?
Lovely to talk to actual stallholders and people who are working here today.
I'm probably not a fan of true crime for children.
No. We're really picking up a lot of the vibe and the atmosphere in this bit, aren't we, here on the Bead Park?
Oh, I think so. That's what it's all about. We've also got a frozen swing here based on the... it's a ride based on the Frozen film. I guess you wouldn't want to let it go, would you? Sorry, don't listen to that. There's some children's rides as well. That, as always, look absolutely more terrifying than adult rides do. They're like smaller versions, but somehow the forces are worse. You can also...
Right, so we're now into the fun fair.
There's a coconut shy there, yeah, as well. A tin can alley as well. And inflatables. That's one thing I regret. When I was young, there was no such thing as ball ponds. And then when they came in, I was too old to go in.
Too old to go in.
I did one once and I loved it. And then it was like, oh, you're over the age of 16. You can't do the ball pond. It's like, darn it. So, did you ever get to do ball ponds? You're younger than me, aren't you?
No, I never went to one. Never went in one, no.
Don't know what you're missing. Fantastic. Unfortunately, I now know what I'm missing. That makes it worse. Super Mario World inflatables.
Oh, and here we've got the crazy house.
Including an image of Captain Jack Sparrow that may or may not be official.
It's wonderful. Look, we've got Shrek.
Teacups ride. Zorbing balls. It's all here.
It's all here.
Everything. So we're just going to continue walking and recording. I quite like the organic nature of this. You've got to be ever so careful you stick a microphone in front of, though. They might ruin the whole take by swearing. You've got to be ever so careful. Oh, will you? Ah, there's John. John Costa from Saw Sound. He's here as well. He's on his phone. Shall we see if we can get any word with him? Hey, it's John Costa, everybody. Hello, John. Hello.
Hello.
What are you doing here?
Found you.
Hello. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. I'm tired, though. It's a long way, isn't it?
It is. It's big. A bigger event this year.
It's huge.
It feels bigger.
It's the second time I've been around. I missed you the first time.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So what are you here with, then?
I'm a freelance journalist. Yeah. And I run a pop-up... Well, I run a documentary media centre, which is an independent museum, archive and library. And we've got a mobile version, pop-up version of it, which we brought out today, which is what we normally take into like schools, colleges, shopping centres and stuff like that, getting people interested in documenting stuff. And we're partnered up with the Media Archive of Central England, MACE. Two reasons, really. One is they're doing a survey. So if you fill a survey out about, you know, have you got any film, have you watched film, that kind of stuff, you can take away one of their DVDs. And then up just around the corner there, I've got out some of my film cameras, because I've got a 100 cameras project as part of the museum, and I've got 120 cameras now, so they've all been donated to me. They're all working film cameras, and we use them for events to, like, you know, get young people interested. And then we have a joint project together called Disappearing Midlands, and that's encouraging young people particularly to think about making films about people, places and events, about where they live in Leicester and Leicestershire in the Midlands.
So the theory being there, if it disappears, we've got it on footage. A record. Yeah. Yeah.
So if you were to go onto the MACE website now, you'd be able to put in like a year or a decade or a genre, and look what they'd find films of you and I as children running down the hillside, something over at Abbey Park because our uncle filmed it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you've got all that on your smartphone now and you've got it all on your YouTube channel, why are you not giving it to MACE? Well, it's because you've not thought the archive, just to you, archive might be really old. Well, in 30 years' time, today's Riverside will be really old. So
yeah,
if you don't capture it on your phone today, put it on your YouTube channel, do whatever you're going to do with it on social media.
Well, it's funny you should mention
if
that.
If you don't give it to them, no one's going to be able to find it.
I was in the Leicester Museum a few weeks ago, and I had some exhibition of bygone Leicester, and there's stuff in there from 1988.
Yep, absolutely.
I'm thinking to myself, that's not that bygone, but it is. It's like 30 something years ago, nearly 40. But I remember the fashions, the places, St Margaret's Baths, etc. So it's always important to keep a record.
So that at one point, that was modern and contemporary to us.
Yeah.
I mean, I worked it out last week. I left school at 18, 40 years ago. Okay, and I'm like,
you said last week you left school.
No, yeah. It was 40 years since I left school. Yeah, let me clarify that. Yeah. And I was like, where did those 40 years go?
Yeah.
And then so when you're then talking to young people now, you go, do you go round your grandparents? Yeah, okay. Do they get like a box of stuff out from when they were kids or photo albums, yeah. Are you printing off the photos that you're taking now and putting on Instagram? No. Well, where's that box going to be when your kids or your grandchildren come to visit? So it's just thinking about, it's not about doing anything special, it's just about suddenly thinking there's going to be some value in that to you and your family in 40 years. Because obviously, you know, you and I are having a conversation now with Matt and Mandy's here in 2024. Well, you know, 40 years ago to us, we can remember where we were and where did those 40 years go? And that's going to be these young people walking around here now that we're looking at.
And how old will you be in 40 years?
I'll have been pushing up daisies quite a long time. I don't know, what will I be? I'm 58 now, so I'll be 98.
It's scary, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, King Charles will still be there hanging on by his fingernails. Yeah. Probably be like 332.
Gets better healthcare than we do. Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
He'll definitely preserve himself longer than me, yeah.
And are we 90 in 40 years? Wow. So, and Mandy will be about 60, because Mandy's only 20 years old.
105.
Yeah. We never ask a lady her age.
It doesn't matter, I don't mind.
She's just giving it
I'll
away.
I'll be 105.
105.
John, thank you so much.
That's
great to see you again, mate.
Guys, have a great day.
As always.
Thanks,
Mandy. Great to see you. Cheers.
Bye.
That's John Costa there, Source Sound member and freelance journalist and master of many things. So let's carry on. We are getting some interesting people, aren't we? Oh, here comes the train. Yes, this is the land train that is going around the grounds of the university. You can hear it coming by. Let's give everybody a wave. As we were.
Hello.
Hi. We were going to go on that train, but you're eating at the moment.
Well, it's full, the train.
It is full.
And, it is, and I'm eating.
And you might be sick if you went on the train after eating that. And I don't want to go on my own, you know, because, I mean, it looks dodgy, doesn't it? A 50-year-old bloke with a bald head on a train full of kids. Wouldn't be good. So, you know, I can't go on with you. So we've decided diplomatically just to watch the train.
Watch the train.
Yeah. And it was great. And it drove by exactly the right time.
It drove by just when we were expecting it.
Yeah, that's right. And amazingly, it runs without rails. It's amazing. That. Why haven't they thought about doing that in real life? It'd be cheaper, wouldn't it?
It would, really.
Just to run a train down a rail. Oh, it's called a bus. Yeah, of course. But that is the land train here, another one of the attractions at the Riverside Festival. And you'll find that around the university part of the festival location, where, of course, it's nice, smooth paving so it can run. And it seems to be very popular, isn't it? Going around a couple of times. It's full of happy children.
It's been around a lot, lots of times today. And the children are loving it. And they're waving from it. They love it.
I'm not sure how much the fare is, but if you book online, it's significantly cheaper, no doubt, being a train. Book it in advance. About 12 weeks in advance, you might get a decent deal.
It's not on strike, is it?
No, I don't think so. I hope not. Anyway, that is the a rather frivolous look at the land train. It does look like splendid fun. If only I had a kid of my own, I would certainly go on it. So we're at the quieter bit of the Riverside Festival now. This is the Castle Gardens. And I say quieter, there's still many, many people here. But this is the pretty part, of course, Castle Gardens being a lovely part of Leicester, as you'll know. We have Sue Young Cancer Support here. We have The Curve Online. We interviewed them earlier, the lovely Izzy, about what's going on at The Curve. And there's a spin the wheel game and you can win a gold hat that features in, of course, the musical, a chorus line, one sweet singular sensation, etc., etc. We also have a stall selling necklaces and incense. I'd be incensed if somebody forgot to buy that for me. Sorry. Earrings, jewellery, handbags, cookies. You're never too far away from food at these places, are you? Some lovely looking cookies. I tend to find that some of the food's possibly a bit cheaper at this end where it's quieter. The Dogs Trusts are here with an offer to get a dog sponsored as well for the day. And Visit Leicester are here. You would have heard from them on Source Sound earlier. It's going to go up to the very top end now. Notice I'm talking quieter because, you know, there's not so much background noise here. You don't need to shout. There's somebody called Pedestrian, an organisation with free creative activities that you can go and try. I think you can paint there. There's arts and crafts up here as well. And there's also a community rehab project as well. This is definitely the quieter end, but it's not that quiet. There's still many people here as well. Yeah, of course. Why not? I've just been called across with it, and that's a novelty. You usually have to beg to get interviews out of people, but you've actually called me across. So who are you and what do you do?
Right, my name's Avril Taylor.
Hello, Avril.
And I'm here with Brad, who heads up our art group at Dear Albert, and we're a recovery in the community hub, a community recovery hub on Humberston Gate.
Recovering from what?
Any substance misuse, so it could be drugs or alcohol, and what we do is we offer services, holistic treatments, and we have different approaches in terms of ACT recovery, SMART recovery. We facilitate groups for people. We're peer-led, which means a lot of we have a lot of volunteers that have got lived experience to share their message of experience, strength and hope.
I noticed there's some stunning artwork here as well, and this is done by people who are recovering.
Yeah, this is all done by our service users and the guys that volunteer for the art group. And it's just another way of recovery, expressing themselves and finding something a bit more therapeutic to do to fill the time, you know, when they used to spend a lot of time doing things that were obviously had a negative impact on their lives, and this is a lot more fulfilling.
And these are really, really stunning images as well, and of course they're totally bespoke and totally original too.
Yes, they are, and we're here today, we're trying to sell some. People are interested, and we've got the t-shirts all designed by the service users, some really amazing artwork, and people are discovering talents, you know, that they never even knew that they had.
No.
So,
and you can walk around wearing a label that everybody else wears, or you can walk around wearing something totally original.
Yeah, something unique, and something that's really creative and beautiful. And all the proceeds go back into the project so that we can offer, you know, more, and it goes into the materials and everything else that, you know, that we offer there.
And it's called the Stairway Project?
Yes, correct. It's the Stairway Project. A lot of people know us as Dear Albert. We're down on Humberston Gate at the bottom. I often use the oldest taxi rank in town.
I know the one
there.
You mean.
Yeah. Opposite there.
The one with the small hut.
Yes, that's right.
Thank you very much for talking
thank
to us. And thank
much.
You for begging to have an interview.
That's lovely.
It
lovely
makes
to
a change.
You. What's your name?
Mike. From Saw Sound. We're in the hut that's just over there doing live broadcasting today and tomorrow. And,
fabulous.
Doing interviews and things like that. So thank you.
Oh, lovely. Well, thank you, Mike.
Cheers.
I'm Avril. Take it easy.
You too. Good luck.
Out and about with Mike. We're checking out some owls.
Yeah, this is a Kinder falconry where you can pay a modest fee to hold a big bird, like an owl. There are owls here. They're quite impressive, aren't they?
I know. Check out my falcon.
I know it says falcon, but they're definitely owls.
Oh, there's a falcon over there.
Well, there is a falcon over there as well.
It's interesting.
In fact, the lady who's manning the stall is eating a cake, and the falcon looks very excited by said cake. And I don't know about you, if I had a falcon about a foot away from my face, I would give it some cake.
I feel like we need a bit of a Sir David Attenborough to do a bit of a commentating for us, Mike.
You do have to whisper a bit, don't you? But
yeah,
they're huge.
Yeah, they're huge. It's flapping, Mike. It's flapping. I don't like it.
I mean, one's just landed, and its face is about as big as my face.
Look at that little small one. Oh, a little acorn one over there.
The thing is, they look at you, and you can't really tell what they're thinking. Ooh, can you?
I think he's trying to escape that one.
I think, yeah, I'm not surprised. He's got everybody looking at him. He's untying it. Look at that.
There you go. Let him free.
Let him free.
Let him free.
Would you ever do that? Would you ever pay to hold an owl?
Yeah, why not?
I think I would as well.
Shall we do it? There's a white barn owl over there. Did you know that they can turn their heads to a 63 degrees? 360 degrees.
Yeah, all the way around.
All the way around.
It's easier to say that.
Great, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
That little one there looks like a little robin.
Well, yeah, I've got... I did have budgerigars at home, and I know a fair bit about birds, and they're quite often governed by the desire to eat or mate. Not much else really counts.
My nan's best mate used to have a bird, and it's gone out the cage and got stuck in my curly hair, and I've never liked birds ever since.
You're a bit scared of them.
Yeah, don't like the wings. Don't like the wings. Really? Look at their eyes. Do you know what you don't know what they're thinking?
No.
You're probably looking at me thinking he looks tasty.
Yeah, he is thinking either I want to eat that or I want to mate that.
Let's get out of here, Mike.
Let's get out.
Now we have Mike. We're on.
Yeah, we're going. We're just going to walk towards the Corn Ukulele Orchestra.
That sounded very, very, very singalingling.
We can't push in here, but let's get as close as we can.
Check them out, they're going crazy. www.
Now we can't interrupt these fine people, but I'm just reading here, it's a not-for-profit organisation. Every player gets their time for free. They raise money for chosen charities, and 100% of donations go directly to those charities.
Legends, absolute legends. Me and Mike are still out and about down the Riverside Festival. It's getting even busier in the day.
It is, and we're at the Woodside Animal Centre stall, the Leicestershire, Peterborough and Rutland branch, and there's a really tall guy standing over there, and
he looks like he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, what's your name, really, tall guy?
It's Neil. I'm from Woodside Animal Centre. Yeah.
But nice to meet you, Neil. Mike's been here too long, don't worry about him.
Yeah.
How you doing? It says here, name the dog. Do I get to keep the dog?
This is the dog here.
It's a teddy bear. It's not the real dog.
Yeah, we don't raffle off our dogs at Woodside.
I'm quite surprised at how many dogs are out and about today, though. Are you quite surprised how many people have brought the dogs out?
No, I mean, this event always attracts a lot of dogs coming to it, which is why we put out the water and everything. As a responsible organisation, helps the local pooches, and you'd be surprised the number of Woodside dogs that come up and visit us. You know, we've had several in today just as come and by and say hello.
If there are any listeners listening, how do they get involved to be able to help your support in what you're doing?
Well, there's all sorts of things that you can do to help us. We're actually an independent charity operating under the RSPCA banner, so we have to raise all of the money ourselves from Leicestershire, Peterborough and Rutland, and there's so many different ways you can get involved. There's loads of ideas on the website. You know, you could sponsor a kennel. You know, you can come and volunteer for us. You know, you could run in the Run Leicester event later in October for us. So there's all sorts of things that you can do to help us. And obviously, you know, if you've got stuff that you want to donate to the shops, we've got seven charity shops around the district. So, you know, you can come and donate the stuff down at Woodside or at any of our charity shops.
What is the website page?
The website is www.rspcaleicester.org.uk.
There you go.
And you're doing a name the dog competition for a pound.
Yeah.
So the dog already has a name, you just got to guess it. Is that right?
That's right.
So I've already picked Ginger.
Yeah, you've had a go already, haven't you? Yeah.
I have, Mike. Which name are you going for?
Well, I would go for Bungle, because of Bungle from Rainbow.
There you go.
Because Bungle's such a stupid name. So I'll have to go for Bungle.
Okay. There you go. It's
we
just a squid.
Fill that too.
Yes.
Cheers, Neil.
I'm going to have a go. I'm going to name it Bungle.
We'll let you know if me or Mike win the dog. Are you sure we don't get a real one? No, Neil's not giving out a real one. As walking back up to where Source Sound is located through this beautiful garden here. It's absolutely amazing. In between the trees and the bushes, it's absolutely good. Everyone slow down a little bit now. I think everybody's going to go home, rest, and be back again tomorrow. I think that's what I'm going to be doing as well. Stay tuned to Source Sound 24/7. It's day two of the Riverside Festival. Yes, the Gingawan is out and about on this fine, it's beautiful, lovely day. Shall we give it a bit of a weather for you as well, see what's going on today, how it's going to be? It is going to be, let me have a quick look at this. Weather. The weather. It's 18 degrees with highs of 21 and lows of 7. It's mostly sunny all day. So get yourselves down here to the Riverside Festival. Let's go out and investigate. Play some tunes, Dr. Rob. He's in the headquarters. Let's go. So I'm out and about at the Riverside Festival here in Leicester, and I've bumped into a lovely lady called Ali. Good morning, Ali.
Hello.
How are you doing? We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 things going on around me at the moment. What's going on and why are you here?
So we're from Mission Magpie, which we're set up in the Haymarket in the community hub upstairs. We've got lots of displays at our hub, and we've brought some of the displays down here today. We've got a interactive displays where you can be a part of the scene. They're kind of slightly surreal and fantasy orientated and fun. And then we've got lots of activities going on. They're all to do with textiles and using repurposed materials. So the majority of the things that we make and do are made from repurposed materials, keeping things out of landfill. And we just want to show people how to have fun with those materials and get creative and make something.
That's it. Well, I can see a fish on one table. Is this, what was this pink thing all about?
All right, so that's going to become a big octopus head, and it's going to have lots of tentacles from it. We're at the hub at the Haymarket. We're going to be having developing a sea scene. So it'll be an underwater and overwater sea scene, and also there'll be a mermaid. And it'll be things where people can sit in the scenes and have photos taken. Today we're going to be asking people to help build our scene. So all the activities are free. Where the fish is, we're going to be asking people to help us make coral for our seabed, and then also adding to the octopus. And we've also got a little tent that's like a community tent, and we're asking people to add on and just be a part of things.
So if you've got any kids, listeners, and you want something to do on this fine beautiful day, get them down here. And adults. And adults. There's one over here. There's the tea party from Alice in Wonderland.
Mad Hatter's tea party. We've got a big scene at the Haymarket, but we've brought a little bit of it down for people to come in and sit in and be part of the tea party. So if things like the toadstool are made from a side table and then souped up to look like a toadstool, and we play with materials and just have fun with them and make things bright and beautiful.
So if you want to be Alice in Wonderland, come down, sit down with the Mad Hatter, the White Rabbit. Is
or
that the
Alex
Queen
in Wonderland?
Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, or Alex.
I mean Alice. I want to be Alice in Wonderland.
We've got the Queen of Hearts. And a little white rabbit and one of the heart cards and a Mad Hatter. Lots of stuff going on. And again, it's all been made from repurposed materials.
So if people want to get hold of you and help out inside the Haymarket, was it you said?
Yes. So
what is the web page name? Go for it.
So we haven't got a web page yet because we've only just recently set up. But we are on Instagram and it's Mission Magpie. Look for us there. Things are developing, so we've got a shop where we sell repurposed materials really cheaply, and anything that we can't use in the displays goes into the shop to raise funds for future projects. And all the displays are free to come in and have a look at and
there
be a part
go.
Of.
So if you want to be Alex or Alice in Wonderland, get yourself down here at the Riverside Festival Park. Thank you very much. Enjoy your day. Remember, sun's out, sun cream. Don't forget. Thank you. Still walking around at the Riverside Festival. I've come over to the Owl Sanctuary, or what is it actually called?
Kinder Falconry.
The King of Falconry.
Kinder.
Oh, Kinder, yeah. Falconry. I forget the tying down, but they keep flapping. It's scary. And you've got one there. What was your name?
Tina AD.
Hello, Tina AD. How are you doing this morning?
Very well, thank you. It's nice to see the sun.
Unless you're like me, you ginger, or wear a cap and stay out of it. Why should the listeners come down to this event and come check out some owls? These are beautiful owls, by the way.
Because we're doing hands-on with them, and they can actually get up close and personal with a bird of prey.
I think he's interested in that one as well. Which one? Which bird of prey do you have on your leg at the minute?
This is a Harris hawk called Casper.
Hello, Casper.
He's a mummy's boy.
He sounds like it.
He's protecting.
Do you do this all the time? Do you go everywhere? Is it for a charity or something?
Yeah, we do this. The money we make, we usually share with whatever we've actually done, and we take the rest for the birds. And we do all sorts of things, from children's parties to photo shoots to school fetes. You name it, we do it. We're on Facebook. So if you go on Facebook and put in Kinder Falconry, you'll come up to messaging me.
There you go. That's another reason to come down to the riverside. Come and see these beautiful owls. They're absolutely fantastic. One more time, if they want to find you on Facebook.
Kinder Falconry. If you just put in that, and you'll come up with the whole shebang.
There you go. Come down, check them out. I'm going. Don't flap anymore. Back to you, Rob. Stick some tunes on. Woohoo! Still walking around. It's getting hotter. I think I need to sit down. I think I'm going to sit down with these two guys here. Was it Richard and
Michael?
That's one. Sorry, it's the heat. It's the heat. If you're ginger and you're listening, put some sun cream on. Cover yourself up. Don't want to burn. Why should people come down to the riverside?
Come on, guys. We've just had August bank holiday. May bank holiday. And now we've got a lovely summer, which is starting now, about time too. There's lots of things going on here, from different stalls to food, jewellery and charities. We're one of the charities here. We're Dogs Trust. Come and see the dogs and see what you can do for us and for the other stalls. Helping your local community and see what else is out there.
He's done this before, isn't he?
Have I? I don't know. You're just shoving a microphone in my face, so I'm forced to talk, really.
That's great. What? How can people get in contact with your charity?
Right, so we're on the on Google. If you type in Dog Trust, you'll see the dogs, what we're trying to get rehomed at the moment. We are going through a massive crisis, like a lot of charities are at the moment, because the price of living going up. But charities do still need your help. Come down, see if you can sponsor a dog for us. Have a best friend for life. You won't regret it.
There you go. What other reasons do you need to come down here for? I don't know. Dr. Rob, stick a tune on. Dr. Rob, that was a cool tune. Keep on listening to Sore Sound. If you've got time to come down to the riverside, I'm just with this young lady on this fine afternoon. It is fine. It's really nice. What is your name, madam?
Bonita.
Bonita. And you have this beautiful stall with loads of jewellery on. Glitter. Ooh, looks very glittery. What is it, your own business? Are you doing it for a charity?
It's my business, yeah. I make handmade crystal and silver jewellery, and obviously I'm here today selling that to the lovely people that come down.
So if you've got one reason for them to come down today, the reason is?
The sun is out. It's finally summer. There's lots of stuff to do for family and everyone. There's loads of music up on the park, and there's some art stuff sort of over in Castle Gardens. I'm in Castle Gardens, so yeah, come and see me.
Come and check out her jewellery. It's absolutely... Rob, you'll have to come over yourself in a bit, mate. Back to you. Play us a good tune. Rob, it is too hot for me, but I'm walking around still at the riverside. I've just come across this young gentleman whose name I've just totally forgot. Sorry, was it?
John.
John. John. Robs and Johns. I keep getting them wrong for some stupid reason. You're about to do a race, I do believe.
Yes, we're racing dragon boats here on the Soar today. It's the first one we've done here for quite a few years. We used to come every year for the same charity. There was a gap, but now we're coming again. And hopefully we'll get a lot of people turning out. We've got two boats racing at a time, at about 20 minute intervals, and it'll be going on till about 4:30, 5 o'clock in the evening.
I forgot to mention the charity. Yes, the charity. Yeah. That's because I forgot your name and it went out of my head. I do apologise.
Yeah, the charity is ProstAid, and it's aid for supporting people with prostate cancer, and people, trying to encourage people to test more often and get men more aware of their bodies, if you like, because there's a reluctance for people to do that.
See, there you go, that's what you should do. Do you have a website that people can get hold of? And is the race up for anyone? So if it is, they should come down and have a go.
No, the teams have already entered. They pre-enter, so we know we've got a start list and everything else. And there's various groups and associations that have put teams together to raise money for the charity. And it's all about raising the money and raising the profile.
What charity is it for again?
It's for Prostate.
Do you have a website for them to get hold of you, if anyone's listening?
You have to get the exact website from the Prostate people. We're running the Dragon Boat side of things, and that's our ball game.
There you go. Come down and watch them, a dragon race today. Don't miss out. And they're here till up to about 4:30. About 4:30. But Rob, it's back over to you. Rob, you are smashing it with the tunes today. I wish you was out here though, because I need to get some water from someone. It's very hot, it's very warm. If you are ginger, be careful, wear some sun cream. Anyway, I've come across this beautiful tent made of blue stuff with leicestervisit.info written on it, and I'm with the lovely
Rachel.
Hello Rachel, how are you today?
Really good, thank you, enjoying the sunshine.
Why should the listeners of Sore Sound come down to the riverside today?
Because it's glorious and sunny. You can come and have a wander around the gardens. You can see some live music. You can purchase some wonderful food. Find out about everything that's happening in Leicester.
Is there a web page for this Leicester's visiting info?
Yes, it's visitleicester.info.
I just read it out there, didn't I?
You did, yeah.
There you go. I think I'll put the pay down somewhere for that. So, Rachel, thank you very much. Have a good day. Enjoy yourself. Stay in there. I know it's going to be warm, but don't get burnt. I'm going to go and try and find some water from somewhere, Rob. Dr. Rob, back over to you.
To you.
Rob, it's too hot. And listen to this, Rob. Breakfast. Oh, I think I missed it this morning, so I think we should have it today. What do you reckon, Rob? Some more tunes from Sore Sound. Me and Dr. Rob. Hang on, there's a swan over there. Rob, it is way too hot out here for a ginger man. I don't know why you've sent the ginger one out and about today. I should be in the tent with you. We should have got somebody else there. But I've come across at the Riverside Festival near the Sore Point local bar this amazing reddish, creamish maroon, that's the word. John, cheers John, I'll get to John in a minute. Bus that is right on the bridge. John, thanks for that. John, hi John, how you doing?
I'm very well, thanks, and enjoying the sunshine, unlike you.
I said John, no, John can see the pain in my eyes. Talk about where are you from, John? What's all this all about? Why have you got the big old bus? And I see the fire engine just at the back there. And explain the milk float in a minute. But first of all, let's go back to the bus, John. What's with the bus?
Okay, the bus is one of the exhibits from Abbey Pumping Station. We've brought the three vehicles down as part of our exhibit team. And the bus is 1939, and it's quite unique. There are only a few left of them. And it's actually a six-wheeler. Twin rear axles, which is for 1939 bus really, really strange.
Do you know what? I just noticed that.
I can go on if you want. It comes from the time when they're getting rid of the trams, and the tram people didn't want to lose a business, so they put in legislation for what the bus must comply with. And to get the legislation right, we had to have three axles, and that's part of it. So that's in a nutshell.
That's in a nutshell. What about the fire engine? That looks
the
like...
The fire engine, 1956.
1956.
It's a wooden-bodied fire engine, which is a bit strange going to a fire with a wooden fire engine.
I'd say so, John.
But it's actually clad in very light, very thin-gauge aluminium, and that reflects the heat away from the wood, so the wood didn't catch fire.
Oh, so you're saying when I came out this morning, I should have brought a wooden box with me to keep the wood of it. Let's quickly go to the old milk float. You don't see these many things now.
Kirby and West are still going, actually, but it's another exhibit that Kirby and West donated this milk float to us, and it's 1971 and still going strong. I've driven it here this morning and yesterday.
You just dropped some milk out there.
That's all right. Milk bottle fell off. It's still going strong, and it's a very early electric vehicle, so your new modern electric vehicles are not something new in that we had them way back then.
So I'm guessing you can't sit on the milk float, but you can sit in the bus, I'm guessing.
No, you can only go on the platform on the bus. It's 1939, it's a bit fragile inside, and we don't want to destroy it, basically, with lots of people climbing all over it.
So if you want to come down and have a look at the bus and the fire engine, then do so. Is there a webpage for your company, young man?
Yeah, Abbey Pumping Station has a website, or visit leicester.info@museums.
Rob, I am thirsty, still need some water, but I've come across this lovely watering hole with the young man called Tommy that owns it. Tommy, tell us all about what we are looking at.
Hello, my name's Tommy, I'm a Leicester lad. We've got the metal monocle on Broughton Gate, and we're now, for our first outing, we've got the mobile monocle, which is like a steampunk-themed rock band, basically, with all the Motorhead beers, Unique beers, loads of cider.
Is that going to be for future festivals?
Yes, like I said, this is our first outing, and so we got all the kinks yesterday. Everything's running smooth today, and we're trying to hit basically any festivals we can. The bar's a rock bar, but the van can go anywhere. Weddings, parties.
There you
Hopefully you get to see us around.
How do the listeners get hold of you if they need you?
Contact us through the Metal Monocle, basically the website.
Where's the Metal Monocle?
The Metal Monocle is on Broughton Gate. It's a rock bar on Broughton Gate where the old O-Bar used to be.
There you go, there's a reason. Tommy, why should the listeners at home come down and enjoy the weather with us?
Because the day's awesome, it's lovely down here, it's perfect, you get a cold beer. It's a lovely atmosphere.
Talking about a cold beer, I need some water. I'm on a hunt. Rob, play this out. Rob and I believe Mike Watson is with us now on the day two of this beautiful, hot, very hot festival. I've just come across a man after my own heart. His name's Nick, and it looks like he promotes FTCU wrestling.
Absolutely, we're FTG Wrestling. We host family-friendly shows once a month in and around Leicestershire. We've also got a wrestling school, which is based on Faircharm Industrial Estate, and we teach from 7 plus upwards. And there's no age limit, so you can always come on down and give it a go. And if you want to see what we're all about, then our next show is on the 16th of June at Birstall Social Club.
Oh, sweet. Is there a webpage for them to get hold of you, Nick, mate?
There is. If you go on www.ftgu-wrestling.co.uk, you'll find all our merchandise and tickets online there, and, of course, more information about the school as well.
That sounds bargain. I think I might have to join up, Nick.
Thank
I love wrestling. It's back over to you, Mike and Rob. I'm going to find some water. It's too hot. Why are you two in there and I'm out here? I do not know. I'm literally in the Bede Park area of the Riverside Festival. It's absolutely rammed packed here today with families out and about having what seems to be one hell of a good time. There we go. Okay. It's very busy. I have to be careful that I don't stand on someone by mistake. It's absolutely amazing what they've done. You know, I don't understand why they just don't have this on all day, every day. I suppose it'd get a bit boring and no one would come out. But apart from that, it's great how everyone has come out to enjoy the weather, the food, the shopping, I suppose, that's going on in and around as well. There's loads to do down at the Bede Park part of this festival today. It's beautiful. So I was down here, listeners. Back to you, Rob and Mike. In HQ, down at Bede Park, jamming down here, Mike and Rob, absolutely jamming down here. It's full of families out and about having a good time, eating some good old fish and chips, having some ice cream, enjoying the fun and activities that are going on. Bede Park is absolutely... It's rammed, but it's a nice ram, do you know what I mean? It's not overpowering, but it is nice to see Leicester locals out and about having a good time in the sun. Mike and Rob down at the main stage. It's very busier than it was yesterday. Loads of Leicester locals out and about enjoying the sunshine as they should be. There's a nice band on, or is it a choir? It looks like a choir is on, if you can just hear them. Beautiful. It's a beautiful day. Some beautiful people around, and it's great music, food, all sorts, and there's now just a nice breeze, but I've still not found any water. There's danger, danger. If anyone sees me laying around on the floor, just give me some water. Back to you two, play some tunes. Rob, Mike, I've not found any water yet, but I have come across this lovely lady called Lisa that is trying to save a playground.
Leicester Adventure Playground.
Oh, Leicester Adventure Playground. This is Lisa. What's going on?
Hi there. So, what it is, the Leicester City Council have not given us enough lease with our buildings. So, our lease is only up until April. And then after that, they're not funding the playgrounds anymore. So there's nine adventure playgrounds in Leicester City. And we're representing St Andrew's Player Association and New Parks Playground today here. And we're getting signatures to try to get the council to give us our funding and not close us down.
If you're out and about, which is near the near Domino's, near Bede Park, where the main stage is. Is there a petition? I said it right for the first time. Is there a petition online that you can hold on?
There is not a petition online because it gets a bit confusing, so we're actually round on foot getting them. So each of the playgrounds have got their own petition, but it's all one. So we're here today just trying to get some signatures.
Well, hopefully Source Sound will reach enough people to try and get in contact with you. If you want to find Lisa, she's wearing a nice flowery black, pink and white gown.
Gown.
Gown, is that a gown? Hopefully you do. I'll sign it though. Let's get it. Back to you two while I sign this. I'm still with Lisa because she's got some great information about this, what's going on about saving the park. What was it you were just saying to me then?
So, our adventure playground, which is St Andrew's Play Association based on Walnut Street, we've been open for 43 years and we just don't want to close. We have over 85 kids a day some days. We offer free play, so it's free. We don't charge any kids. And we're open from 3:30 till 6:30, Monday to Friday. And basically, we just don't want our funding to go from the City Council. So if you can come down and find me and come and sign our petition, that'd really help. Thank you.
There you go. She's a lovely, doing a good cause, listeners. I'll speak to you later, Lisa. I hope it all works out for you. That's a shame. And just going to carry on wandering about, having a look down at the Montfort student department areas now. It's a bit of a fun fair kind of thing going on. Some more money raising charities and events for people to get hold of. There are actual, literally, people on the River Soar itself. In canoes, you can come down and get in a canoe. I might have to have a little splish splash in a minute. Just going to walk over and see what I can see and let you guys know what's going on. Back to you two in the HQ. Where can I get some water? Just walking through the many, many people there around. It's a beautiful day. It's brilliant in the shade. I like it in the shade. I think I'm going to stick to some trees. No, back in the sunlight. Blinding. It's beautiful down this main road. You've got so many stalls. There's some artwork on the sides coming up to some music being played. Man on the saxophone. Sounds like he's playing Frank Sinatra there. Did it his way. I'm going my way. I'm going straight back to HQ. Back to you guys. See you in a few.
My screen's awaiting.
Just walking down this street, smelling all the different donuts smell, there's burgers and fries, hot dogs, bacon, Indian Chineses. I'm getting hungry, lads. I'm absolutely getting hungry. I found some water, so it's all cool. The Leicester Fire Brigade people are here as well, because it's a bit too hot. Maybe we'll have water sports in a bit. I'm going to go and check out the racing for you guys in a minute. Back to you guys at HQ. I'm on my way. Get the kettle on. So Mike and Rob, I'm just on my way back to you. I'm just going to go check out the boat race. I've just bumped into the lucky man himself, Rob. How you doing, Rob?
Yeah, I'm doing very well, thanks. It's going very well. And, obviously we're doing this for our charity, which is called Prostate. And what Prostate does, it funds 5 support groups for men with prostate cancer and funds 3 nurses locally, prostate cancer specialist nurses, in partnership with the University Hospitals Leicester. And why do we do it? Well, because every single week, 40, I'll repeat that, 40 men are diagnosed with prostate cancer. Highest incidence in the whole of the UK, national average is 9.6. And if you compare that with breast cancer, it's nearly 3 times the amount of ladies with breast cancer in the Leicester area who unfortunately have prostate cancer. So we're here to improve the care and treatment of men with prostate cancer now and for generations to come. And doing a dragon boat race, people who come along and do a dragon boat race, and we hope to do this again next year, help us raise money to fund our nurses and our support groups so we can give the level of care for this kind of cancer that affects men, and hopefully improve that care and treatment. Prostate cancer affects most men, particularly when they get to 60. 1 in 8 will get prostate cancer in their life. If you're African or African Caribbean, you'll get 1 in 4. And so we raise awareness of prostate cancer, and we help people who unfortunately have it. The thing about prostate cancer, if you can always get yourself checked out. You've got a legal right, if you're over 50, to go to your GP and have a PSA test, that's a prostate-specific antigen test, to see if you might have prostate cancer, because the earlier you get it, the earlier it is to have a cure, and that's what we want. We want lots of healthy men in Leicester.
Is there a website that the listeners can get involved with, or just in case they have more questions?
If you look on our website, prostate.co.uk, it's got all the information there.
There you go. Go check that out. Me and Robert are going to go down and have a quick look at the boat race. While we're on the way down there, Mike and Rob, or the Watson twins, as they'd like to be called, stick some music on. Me and Rob Banner are just on the way to the starting line of this dragon race. Cheers, boss. Thank you very much. Leicester Food Festival. Abbey Park on the 10th and the 11th of August. We'll go check that one out as well. We'll be down there with Saw Sound. So we're just having a quick look at the competitors in the group here. Me and Rob were having a nice chat on the way down. He used to be ginger. He's gone white. I've gone bold. It's a, sometimes a cruel world. Let's go see what's going on.
What a fantastic finish for both teams. Brilliant racing for both.
What's going on here then, Rob? Rob's left me. I've got this young lady with me now. What's your name?
Nia.
It's Nia. What's going on with the races?
So at the moment, we've had all of our teams have done one race.
There are a couple of ways to keep up.
Wow. Someone wants to cut into our conversation.
There is a scoreboard. So all of our teams have raced once so far, so they've all had their first time. At the moment, we've got the Seton United that have got the fastest score so far, followed quite quickly by the Weefer Warriors. So they have a second round that they're all starting now, and then we'll find the fastest times from there to go through to our semi-finals. And we have 4 people that do that.
What do they get for winning? Do they get a trophy or something?
Yeah, so they all get some medals, and then they get a bottle of bubbly to spray over each other, and then I think they get a bottle of bubbly each as well.
Oh, cool. Next year, I think I'll enter. We'll get the Saw Sound boat on there. Me, Mike, Dr. Rob and Alex will be... We'll have a go. So this is all for... The charity is for prostate cancer.
So I am delighted to announce that we have had the quickest time of the day.
So the charity's for prostate cancer. How can the listeners get hold of finding out how to get themselves checked out or get in contact with the charity that you're doing at the moment?
So they'd need to either look online or they can contact over the phone. They've got all their people here today as well, where you can openly go and talk to them, and then they can provide you some more information on where to get that sorted.
Sorted. That's all right. Thank you very much. Let's get it. I'm going to go before the other lady starts shouting again. Very loud. Back to you two at HQ, the Watson twins.
So it's Saw Sound here at the Riverside Festival, and I've got two lovely people who've just popped up and they want to be on the radio. Well, why not? What's your name, sir?
My name's Tom.
And where are you from, Tom?
Leicester.
Which part of Leicester?
Aylston.
Aylston. And I hope you don't mind me saying this, but there's somebody slightly more attractive standing on your right-hand side.
This is true.
Yeah.
Go on.
Thank you. I'm Suki.
Suki.
From Leicester too. New Parks.
New Parks. You're from New Parks.
New Parks.
You're not near those big blocks, are you?
No, I live in a flat at the back, a house at the back.
Yeah. It's not far from them.
No, it's not far from them.
So you're near the fire station, are you?
Yes. I'm just next to the fire station.
And you like New Parks?
I love New Parks. It's quiet.
Do you like it?
I prefer Aylston.
You prefer Aylston. That's fair enough. Now, you've come to the Riverside Festival today. Are you enjoying it?
We're enjoying it, especially today with the sun. It's on our side today.
Because you were here yesterday as well, right?
Yeah, we were here yesterday. It was a bit windy. Cold. But the DJs were great.
It was so cold, wasn't it, yesterday?
And it was really cold yesterday, yeah. Although it didn't stop people coming out, did it, yesterday? No, it was still busy, but...
Today it's more busy. It's,
yeah.
And everywhere is... It's good vibe everywhere today. Yeah. It's, everyone's happy.
You know what I like about it? You can go down the bottom there, where all the stalls are, and the bands are on. It's really noisy and bustly. But you can come here and you can chill out for a bit, because it's quieter at this end, and there's even grass you can sit on as well.
And the bands were brilliant yesterday, and the DJs. It was really good. We had a good afternoon.
Did you buy any food?
Yeah, we like the Jamaican food here. You should try the counters, the stores in here. They're great.
I must admit, it does sound great. Well, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you.
And you can listen to us on Saw Sound. Listen to yourself on Saw Sound as well.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice day. Cheers. Bye-bye.
So awesome. Have a good day.